Chapter 16, The Second Rome, From Constantine to Justinian. Constantine was the first Roman emperor to support Christianity. He issued an order that made it illegal to put Christians to death or even throw them in jail. Constantine built churches all over the empire. He built one in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. He built another in Jerusalem, where Jesus died. He built churches in Rome and in the ancient city of Byzantium. In present-day Turkey, Byzantium was Constantine's favorite city. He adopted it and renamed it Constantinople. His goal was to turn the city into New Rome, a sort of Rome away from Rome. This church in Bethlehem is built where Jesus is said to have been born. Turn the page. Constantine did not want Constantinople to replace Rome. He hoped that Constantinople would take its place besides Rome, and the two cities would survive side by side for many years. He wanted Rome and Constantinople to be like two mighty pillars supporting the Roman Empire. But in the end, one of those pillars collapsed. One of the emperors who came after Constantine decided his job was just too big. He felt that the Roman Empire was too large to be ruled by any one man. So he split the empire into two parts. He declared that the western half of the empire would be ruled by one emperor. Based in Rome, the eastern half would be ruled by a second emperor, based in Constantinople. Not long after the empire was divided, invaders from the north began attacking the western empire. Things got worse and worse. The invaders even attacked Rome itself. Finally, the western part of the Roman Empire collapsed. The eastern empire, based in Constantinople, had better luck. It lived on, and for a while, it even got stronger. A map showing the divided empire. Turn the page. Most historians agree that the Eastern Empire was at its best during the reign of Justinian. Justinian came into power in the year AD 527. That is, he became emperor 520 years after the birth of Jesus, and about 200 years after Constantine decided to support Christianity. Like Constantine before him, Justinian was a Christian. He spent lots of money building churches. In Constantinople, he built the church of Hagia Sophia, with its magnificent soaring dome. The inside of Hagia Sophia in the Constantinople. Turn the page. Justinian also completed an important book project. He had scholars gather up all the laws that had been passed in the Roman Empire over the years. What scholars found was a big mess. There were so many laws, nobody could possibly keep track of them all. There were old laws that no longer made sense. There were even laws that seemed to be the opposite of one another. One law might say, it is illegal to do X. Then another might say, it's perfectly fine to do X. Justinian and his scholars gather up all the laws, sort them out, and organize them. When they were done, they published the laws. The new organized law filled several books. The new organized laws were known as Justinian's Code, a mosaic of Justinian from the Hagia Sophia.